Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 14th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday to bring these messages to you as a means of encouragement. Our ministry is called DailyEncouragement.net. Today's message is titled, Your Love, O Lord. The scripture text is Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep.
A friend of mine knows I enjoy placing photos up on the website. I often use these photos as a visual reinforcement of the message I share with readers, such as today's photo. Since I live in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, my local photos, of course, reflect views from this area. Periodically, we do travel, and I always try to get a different perspective, but that's pretty limited. We were sharing how neat it would be if you could select the actual view from your front picture window daily. One day, I might select an ocean view, another day, a mountain view, and so forth. That would sure provide a lot of variety.
Well, I've actually seen window murals available that will simulate the very thing that Stephen just spoke of. In other words, some people who enjoy a variety of landscapes could have a room with windows on all four sides. Perhaps the east view shows the vast ocean, looking to the west where they see the mountain ranges, to the north they enjoy the farm view, and the south they would have a wooded forest. Well, our friend today, he took the photo of the Grand Teton Mountains in Wyoming, which we have up on the website. When he showed it to Stephen, we thought of the many biblical texts that speak of mountains, and today's text particularly came to mind, since the scripture is often sung as well.
In fact, that very song we're speaking of is playing as background in today's podcast, Your Love, O Lord. Ironically, Psalm 36 begins like this. An oracle is within my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes. The first four verses are an observation of man's wickedness. Though David wrote this passage over 3,000 years ago, it could easily be describing the conditions in November 2006 of the world in which we live. In fact, I encourage listeners to take a moment and read the entire, it's a short psalm, today.
But David interjects a remarkable proclamation concerning God's love, faithfulness, righteousness, and justice in the daily scripture portion. Perhaps he was inspired by a mountain view similar to the one in today's photo. He goes on to state in the following verse, how priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find place of safety in the shadow of your wings.
Today, let us rest in this wonderful assurance of God's steadfast love and care.
Let's pray together. Father, there is no challenge we will face this day where your love, faithfulness, righteousness and justice will not prevail as we walk hand in hand with you. We are assured of this merciful blessing as we find sanctuary in the shadow of your wings. It is your protection, your covering, that helps us to process today's events through eyes of faith and with an eternal perspective. You are our refuge, our strength, and our covering. We are safe and secure from all alarms as we walk in the shadow of your almighty wings. Thank you for this wonderful assurance. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Any podcast listening today, and many of you come from the website or from the email post, and all of these resources I mentioned are available. In studying for today's message, Brooksine did come across a beautiful, beautiful website with a story of illustrated story from nature of God's Protective Wings, and we have a link to that on the site today, as well as a link to Psalm 36. We mentioned the photo. It was taken by my friend, Jesse, and it's a photo that he took several years ago. He did a good job of it, and I had a scan into the computer of the Grand Teton Mountains along with the scripture verse today placed over it. Actually, it makes a great desktop background if you'd be interested in it as well. Today we have a link up to Psalm 36 if you'd like to read it online, as well as two songs, the same song in fact. Today's text has been set to music by Third Day. And I went to their website, and actually I could listen to a short sample, and I really enjoy that group and the man's very distinctive voice, the lead singers. But I wanted to give you two full samples, so they're both locally recorded worship service versions. A little bit different each one. They're not the highest quality, but they sound pretty good to me. We finally today have a link up to that. We did a little research and found the place where you could buy the murals that Brooksy was speaking of. Actually, it appears to be a mural that looks like a window and is placed up on the wall and would appear to be a window with a view. I thought there might be something available. Brooksine says there is, that is sort of a screen type effect that goes over existing windows and that can actually be changed. And yeah, if it's not been invented, it will be. Or maybe one of our listeners or readers today will invent it, and that would probably make a lot of money. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful. Be encouraged and rest in God's steadfast love and care.